Big John. Hello, Sun City Shadow Hills. Big John here. Well, the board had an emergency meeting today, and our topic of discussion was the rise of positive cases in our community. Whether it be small or large, it's a situation that we have to address, and the board felt it necessary to address it immediately. So we had two major events over the last week and a half, and we found that somebody tested positive, possibly as many as three. Though we will never disclose names because that's not what we're here to do. We're just to let you know that what we've got to do to help solve this problem. And I think that what we've come up with today is going to help to solve that problem, at least for the immediate future for us here. We want to make sure that we're protecting everybody here at Sun City Shadow Hills. And I am going to go and have a test tomorrow morning. My wife is going to have a test tomorrow morning. And we're going to make sure that we are not positive. I spoke with my doctor today, and my doctor suggested that it's a very low number of people that do get the coronavirus that are carriers that have the vaccines. And my wife and I are both vaccinated, waiting for our update for it, or the booster. Anyway, Tyler Engel, our general manager, is here with us today, and he was in the meeting with us, and he is going to explain to you a little bit about the emergency rule that we have going in place. So, Tyler, if you would be so kind as to explain what we're doing and the policies of what's going to happen if people don't wear their masks.
Sure, I'm happy to. So as John mentioned, the board met today in an emergency executive session, and during this meeting they implemented an emergency rule which requires mask wearing while indoors. This is for all employees, all residents, homeowners, vendors, and this includes clubhouses, fitness centers, the indoor pool. Of course, while you're in the pool, you don't have to wear your mask, but going to and from the pool, you are required to wear a mask.
Okay, and it's a 120-day order, and we hope that we can see great improvement in that amount of time. Now, we also discussed the implementation of, I don't know if that's the right word, but in the enforcement of people wearing their masks. And Tyler, we have a normal set policy for that?
Sure. So because this is a rule, it is possible that citations will be issued for not following the rule. Of course, we will ask all residents, vendors, everyone is coming into the building, remind them that they do need a mask. It's those that refuse to comply that will be cited.
Okay. Now, again, this is indoor facilities. Indoor facilities here at Sun City Shadow Hills. When you go to the restaurant, you will have a mask on. We ask that you wear the mask until you're eating or drinking. When you're in exercise classes, right, Tyler, they'll be
correct.
Wearing the masks there?
Masks in exercise classes, masks while running on the treadmill or using the other equipment in the facility. All masks will be required, even during club events that are indoors.
Okay. And when they're playing golf, they're outdoors, so we're not requiring masks at this time for outdoors.
Correct.
But we do ask that you be socially distant as much as you possibly can, and do everything you possibly can to protect yourself. The virus is here again, and we want to do everything that we can to protect you as well. So please be safe. Please do not get upset with the staff and the team members that are out there that will ask you to wear a mask indoors. It is not something that we want them to be stressed out over. This emergency rule will take effect at midnight tonight. midnight tonight and will be effective for 120 days. So again, please wear your masks and be safe. All right. I appreciate everybody. Thank you very much for your time and have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you.